Do you understand this liberty? It makes to be exactly who God has made you. When the Spirit of God is there, you behave exactly like God has made you in Christ Jesus. You have the liberty. Nothing stops you. So you are no more in bondage to sin. No. No. But will sin still attract you? Occasionally they will. And that's what we call temptation. But because of the chief commander of this empire that you are. You see what you mean? Your spirit man is your driving force. Because your spirit man is alive now. Because the Holy Ghost dwells inside of there. I mean inside there rather. So what happens? Your body moves. Your spirit says no. Your body says yes. Your soul says yes. He says there's a little fun there. He says come on, you just chip them and throw them out. Come on. You lick them. You beat them down. Come on. Come on. Come on. Just, you know. But your spirit man says no. You can't do that. Say, but everybody is doing it. But you are not everybody. Not everybody is God's headquarters. You are God's headquarters. How come we see Christians do some things? They fall, they rise. But if you are permanently down, they are not Christians. Write it down so that I can research my also. If they are perpetually down, if there is no difference between the unbeliever and the one we think is Christian, they are the same. You say, how? The Christian that is down will be most uncomfortable. I'm not saying he can't fall. We have a 1 year plus. He's walking, he's so happy to walk. He's walking over the place. He goes, he falls, boom. Then he doesn't like it. He gets up. He falls, bam. Then he gets up. What if since I came here, I've fallen about 10 times? Most of you will have packed your bags and run away. Come on, talk to me. And you see me falling and I'm enjoying it. Every time I move this way, all of them will carry on. They'll run. There's something wrong with this guy. You are not expected to be falling now. But does it mean that occasionally you may not fall? Oh my goodness. If you don't know that there was oil on the floor and you trip. Oh my gosh. Or you're rushing and you make, they say, oh my goodness, he tripped. People do trip. They are human. But if the righteous falls 7 times, he will do what? Rise again. He will never stay there. So you are free from the hold and bondage of sin. Anybody here free? Say, I'm free. That's why we say sin shall not have. We have conquered sin and displeasures. In the name of Jesus. You are free from legalism. What's legalism? Today you do it by faith. Tomorrow you do it by the law. You're bound there. Today you are a Judaizer. Tomorrow you are a Christian. That's legalism. You can't get to heaven except to kill ram every December. It's a lie. The Bible says the only and everlasting one has been slaughtered. Thank God for Jesus. Your ram, you are just looking for meat to eat. But some will say, no, you must do sacrifice. And they still go to church. Sacrifice, they call sacrifice, isn't it? Are we now following the law of Moses? These are the kind of things I'm talking about. And we have a lot of them. They are subtle. There are many in the church. They make of none effect the power of the gospel. They call them your traditions. And traditions of men. That's legalism. And that's what Paul fought all through the book of Galatians. Oh, you foolish Galatians, who bewitched you after you have started well? You're now going back to look at, to follow the do's and don'ts and the laws. Say, don't you know the person that keeps such laws must do enough to be saved by it? But you see, it's impossible. We are still talking liberty. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Liberty. So we have the freedom to get into the Word and let us discover who we are and what we have and see God manifest in your life. It is not licentiousness. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. He whom the Son of God has set free is free indeed. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can't do all things. You can only do all things through Christ. Hello? No. You can't murder through Christ. No. You can't commit adultery through Christ. No. You can't embezzle through Christ. No. You can't defraud other people through Christ. No. So you can't do all things, but you can do all things through Christ. Because if it's through Christ, you only do what Christ will do. But if it's through your power, all right, God bless you. I'm talking about liberty this morning. Praise the Lord. No, but it's true. You are free from the law. You are free from sin. You are free from oppression. You are free from shame. His death was a death of ignominy. You're talking of a person disgraced. Talk of shame at the highest level. The king and the king of the universe, the maker of all things. You talk of position. They dragged him on the ground. They spat on him. They tore his dress. He was naked, apart from the fact that he had clothes around his loins. He was reduced to, by their own method, to nothing. So what kind of shame or disgrace can be thrown on you anymore that Jesus has not dealt with? He took away my shame. He took away my sin and my disgrace. You are redeemed from shame. That's why we can boldly say, whatever devil is trying to do for you for shame, it will be your honor. Double one at that. In the name of Jesus. That's why we can boldly say, all things will work together for your good. All things. I've seen men and women come for counseling and they're like, Pastor, please, whatever you can do, this shame is too much. Pastor, help me. Ah, God will cover your own shame. Oh, Pastor, help me. I mean, they'll be praying for me. You see the fear. See the fear. And I'll just say, the devil is wicked. He offers you something that he presents as gold, as pleasure. Then you take a bite. Then he's turning around to destroy everything. And I realize that it is Christianly to help a brother to stand. Cover a multitude. Love covers the multitude of sin. You are not endorsing him to do it again. He's there now. He's looking for Jesus. Will he find Jesus in you, the most merciful? But I realize in Christendom, they say, have you heard? Then they'll slap at the mouth. Yeah! Watch. Before they take 10 steps, they'll fall this. They'll fall prey. Because they sow seeds. It will now be more difficult for them to find helper than it was for that person. So, redeem from shame. What about from condemnation? Come on, talk to me. There is therefore now. There is therefore now. No condemnation. There is therefore now. No condemnation, there is therefore now. No condemnation, there is no condemnation in my life. Why? Because I also said there is therefore now. Romans chapter what? There is therefore now. If you are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation. Why are we talking about? Because the devil will always do everything to bring about judgment and condemnation. And where you are being condemned, there's no freedom. Freedom into creativity. Freedom into Christ likeness. Freedom into eternal productivity. Freedom into the miraculous. Yes. A tongue and a wisdom that cannot be resisted. Can you see the liberty? So he's saying, the name of Jehovah. Freedom. Whatever sin you remit is remitted. Freedom. Whatever you bind.
mind is bound. Freedom. Whatever you lose, freedom.
Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's what? Liberty. Hello? Is somebody? You are complete in Him. The dominion with which God created humanity, you carry it and much more. Because you carry it now in Christ Jesus. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom to be all that God has made me. Freedom. Freedom from the striving of tongues of men. Freedom. Freedom to manifest all that God has given me. Freedom. Freedom to live in peace. Freedom to live in abundance. Freedom to live in good health. Freedom. Woo-hoo. So it's not just negative, negative, negative. Everybody shout freedom.
Freedom.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is what? Freedom. So you go forth and be free. Be all that God has made you. Manifest all that God has made you. Manifest all He has given you. Prosper in your life. Shielded by His Spirit. Elevated by His glory. I say you will come back with testimonies. Whatever sickness in your body, we rebuke in the name of Jesus. It is well with you.